Now, there is a chronic shortage of senior US diplomats, according to the head of the union that represents them. Barbara Stevenson heads the American Foreign Service Association and says a decapitation of top talent is harming the United States' ability to shape world events. So what is going on? Well, Karn Ross is founder and executive director of Independent Diplomat, which is a diplomatic advisory group. Barbara Stevenson said that if the top ranks of the military were being depleted in the US at the rate that diplomats are going down, there'd be a public outcry. And she said that nearly two-thirds of career ambassadors have now been lost, but almost nothing's been said.
She's absolutely right. I mean, there have been a few reports in the US press about this remarkable phenomenon, the decimation of the US State Department. But it hasn't really hit the global headlines, and it hasn't really affected the political debate here in the US, which, of course, is extremely volatile, extremely contested about a host of issues. And I think that partly reflects the fact that, unfortunately, the State Department has never had any real friends. There's not many people these days willing to speak up for the value of peaceful diplomacy over the use of force. And that's a very, very depressing phenomenon.
It sounds like a slightly alarming pincer movement in that there are a number of vacancies that haven't been filled, a number of people at the top end of the diplomatic scale who are walking away, and a recruitment freeze on the more junior roles. So you're losing that experience at the top and you're not getting the new talent coming through at the bottom.
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, from my own contacts with the State Department, morale is rock bottom. The president, who is their boss, whom they represent, has indicated his, you know, lack of support for their institution. He's tried to cut it very dramatically, although Congress has resisted such cuts. It's a very, very demoralizing time to be an American diplomat. And of course, the other thing that's going on is that the Trump administration is focusing very aggressively on only a small number of issues. And there seems to be a kind of serial approach. You know, this week it's North Korea, next week it's Iran or Saudi Arabia. The comprehensiveness of American foreign policy, the sort of thoughtful, professional approach to a host of issues, that is now, I would suggest, in a state of collapse. The interagency process, where foreign policy decisions are put up through the machine, agreed by the State Department, DOD, Pentagon, the different agencies, then put up to the National Security Council and the White House for approval, that process has basically broken down.
Now, when asked about this, Donald Trump said last week, "I'm the only one that matters." Now, while that conforms to pretty much every stereotype most of us have about Donald Trump, it also suggests that he isn't necessarily taking this all that seriously.
Well, he's made very clear his disdain for diplomacy as a practice, his disdain for the State Department, his elevation of the military, this fetishization of the military as the kind of tool of foreign policy that he prefers. You know, his only alternative tool of foreign policy is rhetoric and social media. Traditional diplomacy of professionals privately talking to each other on behalf of their country, that is not something he has given any preference to, and that that practice is in decline in America. It's not over, it's still happening. You know, the State Department is valiantly continuing, and American diplomats are valiantly continuing their job in multiple different places, but, you know, their own executives' attitude to what they're doing is all too abundantly clear.
Now, Madeleine Albright is a former Secretary of State, so she is deeply, deeply troubled by this and says you need a functioning diplomatic service to be a major world power. And she's got to have a point about that. Can the United States expect to be the world leader that it wants to be when it doesn't have that full complement of experienced diplomats?
No, it can't. I mean, she's absolutely right. You do need, you know, to be a power, you have to be projecting that power, if not by force, then through diplomacy. And, you know, the US is not at war absolutely everywhere. It has diplomatic relations and political relations that are of extraordinary import in a great number of situations. And that effort is being depleted. And we are seeing in several very important realms that the US is basically withdrawing. The big one is Syria, where US diplomacy has become much, much less active than it was. And in a sense, the diplomatic field has been ceded to Russia and its allies, of course, the regime, Russian diplomacy has become the dominant discourse in diplomacy about Syria. And the Americans have not contested that. They've withdrawn from the playing field. That has devastating consequences, not least for the Syrians.
Well, I was going to say, Donald Trump has been in China, and you have to assume that other countries, not just Russia, China as well, and others too, look at this and think there is a gap there that they could seek to fill.
Undoubtedly. To an extent, you know, I mean, I don't think the Chinese necessarily think like that. I think it is quite a Western sort of point of view, and if I may say so, a particularly American point of view, that there has to be a kind of global hegemon and a global leader, you know, and a dominant power. I'm not sure that's a terribly useful rubric or framework to think about the world. The Chinese have a set of interests which they very meticulously and diligently pursue, you know, over the long term. Through American administrations, they will ride out Trump, and they will continue to pursue their own interests. I know they think in their own region and in the South China Sea, for instance, the Pacific, they want to contest American hegemony. But globally, I don't think they think, the Americans have stepped off the pedestal of global hegemon. That leaves a vacancy that we can fill. I think issue by issue, however you look at it, climate is a big one for obvious reasons. The US has declared its intent to withdraw from the Paris Treaty. Other countries now will take up the leadership of climate diplomacy, where formerly the Obama administration was incredibly important in pushing strong diplomatic outcomes in climate diplomacy.
We'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for your time. That's Khan Ross, who's the founder and executive director of Independent Diplomat. This is The Daily from